was the Mac song a million seller, believe it or not. That was their biggest selling hit.
Play Rattlesnake.
No, his thing is going over the air, and my... I don't know what's going on. I'm on, and I'm not on.
Okay.
Well, we've had a little bit of chaos here. For give you an idea, there's a CD that we're putting in the system that there is it called a drone, and it's what the ONB is going to be playing along with. And for some reason, we're not able to drown it out, Rattlesnake Shake, Albatross. But I hope you got a little bit of an idea of what Rattlesnake Shake is like. They're a Fleetwood Mac cover band, but they are amazing. And they're well worth getting out to the Cadieux Cafe Saturday night to see, along with the Mugs. That's kind of their home base. Danny's a bartender there when he's not on the road or playing. And... it's just a real good time when you go there. And it's the only feather bowling club in the country, I believe. I want to do a shout out to the BMW Motorcycle Store. They requested a Rattlebox by ONB. I've got about five or six different CDs sitting in front of me that are from Maruga and from ONB, but I don't see that on any of them. And we are about to go live real soon with the band in the studio. In the meantime, I'm going to play something from Citizen Smile, who is going to be playing as part of the holiday thing, the ninth annual holiday spirits at the Majestic Magic Stick on next Thursday, a week from today. And we're going to get live as soon as we can get it together.
I want to scream it from the Great Lakes to the Pacific. I've gotta tell you how much I love you. From Detroit to LA.
All right. In the background, we are listening to Citizen Smile, who are going to be part of the holiday celebration at the Magic Stick next Thursday night. There are a ton of bands who are going to be playing, including, oh goodness, I lost myself. We just mentioned Millions of Brazilians, Silver Ghosts, The Meltdowns, Pop Project, Citizen Smile, The Corvettes, Old Empire, Hysteric Narcotics. And the Hard Lessons. They're all going to be playing next Thursday night, a week from today, down at the Magic Stick. But we got to go because it's time to go live.
And we're on the Motor Live Drive at 5 right now. We have Maruga Booker and Owen B. in the studio today. And there they are. And they've got a brand new record coming out called Hollow Phaser Gate, and we've got to play it live in the studio today. Are you guys ready to roll? Here we go. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Ooh-wee.
My goodness.
That was something.
Hello, Phasergate. Well, it's a feta cheese dwarf star, and also it's a brick cheese galaxy. And that's what we are, because without intelligence, there would be no feta cheese or brick cheese, let alone an atomic bomb, which isn't intelligence at all. But brick cheese and feta cheese, you could get that in a soup line. That's intelligence.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we tell our audience who they've been listening to today. We have Maruga Booker on drums today, along with Owen B. playing electric violin.
He's amazing.
Yes. And
you like that?
And,
yeah.
and a pre-recorded musical track to go with it.
Yes, that I played, but it's a part of us. See, it's instead of bringing a tambura player like Ravi Shankar, we just bring our own drone and doesn't have to pay union scale.
That's right.
I just bought,
and guess what? They don't pay us union scale either.
No, we don't.
I just brought an amplifier.
But Maruga performed it, so doesn't he get paid twice?
Yes, I get paid twice.
So that's how it works.
That's how it works, exactly.
Is that how it works?
Oh, it has to. Who did the session? I did it. I pushed my one note, man.
All right.
Now, the thing is, really, you've got to see these guys live sometimes because, it's a whole different thing when you see what goes along with it. In fact, for Owen B., as an electric violin player, he's got a very special electric violin that he plays. Owen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Well, could you tell them about it?
Well, it's that particular one's a Viper by Mark Wood. He's most familiar with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And, he really changed the way violins are built and the way they're played. So I got to give him some credit, Mark, wherever you are. And I'm using a couple effects here, Dan Electro, Daddy-O, and, of course, the wah here, as you can hear. Is a snarling dog wino, and it's a DeAndrea Music product.
We like wino dogs.
Yeah, this thing growls, doesn't it?
Boone's Farm. Mm.
And if you see him live, it's a flying V violin that he has strapped to his shoulder, so he doesn't even have to hold it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm jamming with Jimi Hendrix all over again, which I did in the scene ages ago before he passed. He didn't have a bow. So, you know, Owen here has a bow.
And a lot of sweat.
We love your college, and we love your radio station, and we love all of the people who are here.
Well, we love you for coming on down to let out the sounds for all our listeners.
And speaking of listeners, the BMW Motorcycles called and did a shout-out saying you guys really excited about hearing you guys on the air today.
Well, I want to thank the girls for calling because I work with them, especially Audrey and Teresa, because I know they're there.
Yes, and we love BMW Motorcycles. And all you guys out there at BMW, right. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Come on down and see me, 275 and Ford Road.
I'll come down and see you. We'll jam in the lobby.
Okay.
All right.
In fact, this record was just recorded, last week?
Well, yes. It was recorded about 3 weeks ago, and it got through being printed last week.
All right. It's called Hollow Phasergate.
And it's all improvisation. After, I'll be 68 in December.
Whoa.
If you don't know what you want to play, then don't play. We don't rehearse, and we don't do songs. We just do feta cheese.
Well, have you got some brick cheese as well?
I like mine brick.
Yeah, well, that was actually brick. Now we're going to do feta.
No, that was feta. This is brick.
Oh, okay. So that was brick and this is feta.
Quit being so cheesy, would you?
Look it. We want you to know that our cheese is not to be misconstrued from any other cheese, string cheese or any cheese.
Well,
all right.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready to lay on the cheese.
We're ready for the brick cheese.
Yeah. You know, by the way, somebody told me that they preferred their Phasergate solid. Why would you want your Phasergate solid?
Well, I like mine hollowed.
Where's
hollow be thy gate.
All I can recommend is if you're on the road, just turn it up loud.
It's the spirit that plays, you know, not the phaser, not the drum, not the gate. You know, not us. You know, just the cosmic spirit of isness in source.
Okay, let's play.
All right.
Okay, here we have Maruga, Booker, and Owen B. on electric violin.
Thank you. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Ha.
Yeah. Woo. All I can say is that was Veruca Booker and Owen B. What more can I say?
Brick cheese. Hey, I'd like to say that I am going to be at the Golden Gate Cafe with Ralph Koziarski on December 27th. And it's a wonderful place in Detroit. And they do chiropractic there, whole foods, vegetarian foods. All kinds of health things. I saw Congressman Conyers there to all my deadhead friends. It's a wonderful kind of place where everybody goes. It's a world kind of a place, and I think you'll enjoy it December 27th, and we'll be there around 7, 8 o'clock.
December 27th, doesn't that
no,
happen?
No, December 27th is my 68th birthday.
I was going to say.
It's going to be December 21st.
Oh, okay, December 21st, and that's Dr. Bob's, right?
Yeah.
Right on Woodward Avenue.
Right on Woodward Avenue.
Just east of 8 Mile.
South of North.
Okay. South of 8 Mile, north of 7 Mile.
It's my old stomping grounds, too. You know, my dad had a shoe shop on 7 Mile. And be looking on MarugaBooker.com and also MUSART.com, MuseArt.com, for where Owen and I will be playing.
As well as ONB.com.
That's right.
That's right.
Don't forget the B. Everybody's got a B.
In fact, we had a couple of callers while you were playing.
Mm. Yeah, we got a call from a woman named Julia. And she said we made her day. She is just energized. She is just, it was a flashback to the wah-wah pedals and the feedback from the 60s. She loved it. You could just tell from her voice how excited she was listening to it.
Well, God bless you, Julia. We love you.
Pleasure, Julia.
Keep boogieing, baby.
And then another loyal listener to WHFR, Howard Glazer, called to say, wow, this one's going to be tough to top.
Oh, this is hey, a great Howard, show. Don't forget, you got to come to my studio and record with me.
I'm sure he'd love to.
Oh, he would.
I have Sage Court Studios in the backyard of my home in Ann Arbor, and that's where we all go and we hang, and that's where Owen and I did our new album, and we plan on doing much more brick cheese and feta cheese.
Next will be the Swiss.
The Greek restaurants and the casinos, they got to have us because we have the feta.
I like my cheese with holes in it.
Yes, me too. It's holy cheese.
Okay, when you came in, you brought in three CDs with you.
Yes.
You've got the Hollow Phaser Gate with Veruca Booker and Owen B. came out.
That's us.
And then you brought in the Solstice Transmission.
Yes.
With Veruca Booker and Ralph Korzenowski.
Is that more...
Koziarski.
We've always pronounced it wrong. And that's what we'll be playing at Dr. Bob's?
Yes, I will be. We will
with
be.
Ralph?
Yes.
And then you also brought in the Global Jazz Project, recorded live at last summer's Detroit International Jazz Fest.
Yes, I did.
Which was an amazing show.
That's not this year's, but the year before with Mark Hershberger.
Okay. Yeah, this year you came in for a Motor Live drive with Perry Robinson and Babel Roy.
Yes, I did. And that was really, really a fantastic ball. We really enjoyed it, and we're supposed to be getting the recordings of that soon, and we'll have that out as an album. And I also, just before, you know, James Gurley of Big Brother and the Holding Company was a very dear friend of mine, and I had the joy of spending a lot of time the last 20 years of his life. And we lived close to each other in Cupertino. And also he would come out here within this last 10 years and visit me. And 2.5 months before he passed, God bless his soul, he wanted to go and visit his dear friends. And we were among them. And he came and recorded with me on my album. And I gave you that album. It's called Big Huge, and Owen is also on it, and Mad Cat Ruth. Mm-hmm. And he also recorded on our Blues from the Rainforest band that we have out, calling Stepping into Paradise. And he also did two cuts with my daughter, Ronnie, Nicole, who has a very fantastic concept happening. And so he really loved what she did, and he's recorded two songs with her. So what you have there is the last, among the last moments that James Gurley ever did. And he loved Owen, and we used to jam together with the electric violin and James Gurley, the master of shred guitar. Jimi Hendrix.
We had a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a ball. And Mad Cat, he loved Mad Cat as well, and our whole group. And so that's a rare little piece of album put out on Cubicle Records. And it was done so fast. While James Gurley was recording with me, I emailed Cubicle Records at the end of their year. They weren't ready to put out anything. And I said, I'm recording with James Gurley. Do you want it? He says, record it and send it. And it had to go so fast. There was no labels. We didn't have nothing on it. But we did each 22 hand-painted albums that were for sale. So if you want to hear some more feta cheese and some more brick cheese, hire myself and Owen.
And you can get a hold of them on their website or on their Facebook as well.
Yes, you Facebook me. I become friends with everybody. As long as you're clean cut, because I have students on my Facebook, you know, and they don't like none of that nasty stuff, and neither do I, but... it's welcome to all kinds of ideas. Just Facebook me, Facebook Owen.
Is my hair too long? Is this clean cut?
No, you're just fine. You look beautiful. As long as you don't come to the gig with hair dung in your dung in your hair, you know.
On that note, we're going to have to close.
He
out
would
the
never
show.
Do that. He would never do that. I'm just teasing him. I'm the one that comes to work with dung in my hair.
Well, we don't need to have any of that, but we're going to, as Margaret said, we're just about ready to close out this show.
Should we give some noise to get out of here?
Yep, it's almost time to end.
Can you play out a little bit?
Yeah, let's make some noise.
Yes, we've
got about a minute to go.
1 minute. Turn it up.
WHFR Dearborn.
Considering your career in education? The Associate in Arts degree in pre-elementary education requires 60 credit hours of coursework, all of which can be transferred to most four-year teacher preparation programs without loss of credit. Pre-elementary education program graduates may seek employment in child development centers. To teach in K-8 schools, completion of a four-year teacher preparation program with teacher certification is necessary. For more information, consult the university guide sheets in the university transfer